Zoning Board of Appeals to order. Will the secretary please call the roll?
Chairman Martin.
Here.
Mr. Bernie.
Here.
Mr. Dombrowski.
Here.
Mr. Lucchese.
Here.
Ms. O'Brien.
Here.
Ms. Schukagel, not here. Mr. Smetana, not here.
All right, we have a quorum?
Yes.
All right, so the first matter on the agenda this evening is approval of the minutes from our meeting on May 9th. These minutes were circulated to us in the packet. Has everybody had an opportunity to review them? We have a motion to approve the minutes.
Make motion approve.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion, any corrections you want made? All right, so move and second that we approve the minutes. Will you call the roll, please?
Ms. O'Brien.
Yes.
Mr. Lucchese.
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski.
Yes.
Mr. Bernie.
Yes.
Chairman Martin.
Yes. All right, based on those minutes, we have findings of fact for our recommendation for the variation at 910 Forest Avenue. Again, these were circulated to us earlier. We have a different copy presented at our meeting tonight with some changes in paragraph 7. Can we have a motion to approve the findings of fact relating to 910 Forest?
I'll make a motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Any questions about these findings of fact? All right, you want to call the roll, please?
Chairman Martin.
Yes.
Mr. Bernie.
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski.
Yes.
Mr. Lucchese.
Yes.
Ms. O'Brien.
Yes.
All right, then that same meeting on May 9th, we made a recommendation to the Village Board concerning the application for a variation at 910 Park Avenue. The proposed findings were circulated to us, and tonight we have another set of proposed findings with some changes marked in red. We have a motion to approve these findings of fact for 910 Park Avenue.
I'll make a motion.
Second?
Second.
All right. Any question? Any question about the findings of fact for 910 Park Avenue? All right, you want to call the roll, please?
Chairman Martin.
Yes.
Mr. Bernie.
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski.
Yes.
Mr. Lucchese.
Yes.
Ms. O'Brien.
Yes.
Mr. Smetana?
He wasn't here at the meeting.
He's
going to abstain.
Thank you.
Right. Okay, so now we've completed the administrative things. What we have this evening is a variation request for the property of 7628 Washington Boulevard. To everyone who's going to address the board on that, if you please stand and get sworn in by the secretary.
To those who will testify at the public hearing, you are reminded that the River Forest Village Code makes it unlawful for any person to knowingly make a false statement of material fact to the village in connection with any application, report, affidavit, oath, certification, or attestation. Violations are punishable as a petty offense with a fine. Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that you will give true testimony relative to the matters before this Zoning Board of Appeals?
I do.
All right, before we ask Mr. Hostie to make his presentation, I'm going to ask Mr. Raddatz to address this for a minute because this is a very unique piece of property, and there's some definitions here about front yard and how the front yard is calculated and what the side yard is that are kind of askew for what we normally have to consider because of the size of this parcel and the way that the buildings are constructed on it. So I thought it would be helpful if Cliff would give us his opinion on, you know, how this problem arose, what the situation is, and then we'll let Mr. Hostie address it. We all got these plats, so if you want to refer to the plats, it might be helpful.
Sure. The property is at the northeast corner of Washington Boulevard and Ashland Avenue. And in many cases, the parcels were subdivided long before there was a zoning ordinance. And The zoning ordinance is intended to fit most properties, and there are certain definitions that come along with it as to how you determine, for instance, one of the one that is in point here is when you have a corner lot, how do you determine which is the front yard and which is the secondary front yard? And that definition came after the subdivision of a number of parcels in the village. The definitions as they are appear in our zoning ordinance indicate that when you have a corner lot, you determine which is the front yard by determining which street frontage has the longest distance between intersecting streets. In this case, Ashland Avenue between Washington and Linden is about 533 feet. The frontage of the block on Washington between Lathrop and Ashland is 376 square feet. Therefore, by the definitions, the primary front yard is for this corner lot is on Ashland. Now, the accident that happened here is that when they subdivided these properties, they made a lot of lovely, nice, narrow, long lots with the narrow part facing on Washington. And this property is very much in keeping with all of the other parcels to the east of it down Washington. The problem here is that the depth, what should be the depth of the lot, the 149 feet on Ashland, is not the depth, it's the width, because it is the front yard. And the secondary front yard here is on Washington, and the distance of that lot is only 37, the dimension in that direction is only 37 and a half feet. Okay, so there's a couple of things that happen. For the zoning ordinance has two means of determining the required front yard setbacks, one for the primary frontage and one for the secondary frontage. The one for the secondary frontage is simply a formula based on the width of the lot, starting at 13 feet and growing up to a maximum of 25 feet. But for the primary frontage, it is based on the average of the block. So hence, the required front yard setback on Ashland, based on the average of all the properties between Washington and Linden, is something on the order of 24 feet, 25 foot 3 inches. So it's 25 foot 3 inches in a parcel that's only 37 and a half feet deep to start with. Then if you look at it for the, well, what's the rear yard setback? The rear yard is opposite the primary front yard. And that's required to be a minimum of 26 foot 2 inches deep. So hence you have a front yard setback and a rear yard setback that actually overlap, making, you know, potentially the setbacks could make this lot unbuildable for anything. The other thing that happens here is now you have also a lot with a width of 149 feet, which is, you know, fairly substantial. There are few lots that are as wide or wider in the entire village. The minimum required side yard setback is 10% of the lot width, which would then be 14.9 feet. So technically you're required to have a minimum side yard setback from the north property line of 14.9 feet. which, again, is substantial. So there are this the zoning ordinance is intended to be one size fits all for all the properties within in the district, but the appeals process is exists for the purpose of dealing with the cases where the ordinance doesn't fit the property.
Does that make it the situation clear to everybody?
Yeah, I've seen the property. If you use Washington Boulevard as the frontage, do they need a variance?
They would probably still need variances. Might be different, but and we considered that the possibility that perhaps the applicant should ask for one variance to reverse the primary and secondary front yards, and we kind of decided that that was perhaps tinkering with such a basic definition that we thought it would be best to leave the definitions of front yards and then you know come to it to still come to it with the in regard to the variations as they play out.
Any other questions for Mr. Raddatz? All right, sorry for the interruption, Mr. Hostie, but if you would go out at the podium and identify yourself and address us.
Thank you. I certainly don't take that as an interruption. My name is John Hostie. This is my wife, Elizabeth. First of all, I'd like to thank Cliff and his staff. As anybody that's ever had to deal with anything like this, it's a little daunting, but he has really helped us explain the situation and try to guide us through this process, and we really appreciate it. Our house was the first house built on the block. It was built in the early 1880s, and you can tell if you know the area, if you look down Ashland Avenue, the garage sticks out from the rest of the houses on the block. It's unsightly. It was built in 1905. There's a center post in the garage. They're oak beams. The garage will never fall down, but you can't put a car. The concrete floor is totally cracked. It's just disrepair. We're getting up in age, and we'd like to put a garage up that we can use and be functional. And actually, really improve the look of the neighborhood. And I think every neighbor that I spoke to when I went up and down, as far as people that could see our garage from their house, especially on the west side of the street, people were more than welcome, or they welcomed it, because it is an eyesore. It has been for a number of years. And there's, in looking and talking to other people, there's no other way we could replace that garage unless it's in that same spot. And that's what we're trying to do.
Right, and what's the size of the garage that you intend to construct?
We plan to put up a 20 by 22 foot garage, frame garage. The back of the packet, there's
there are plans for the garage, electric plans and everything
right.
else.
That's how the garage is going to look from Ashland Avenue. It's the sketch they have in there. The builder's sketch.
Mr. Raddatz, is that a typical size two car garage? It's not being overbuilt or anything?
No, I mean it's for a detached garage, our zoning ordinance has an allowance for floor area, so that the floor area of the garage doesn't diminish how much house you can build. and for a detached garage, you're allowed an allowance of up to 500 square feet. 22 by 20 is only 440 square feet, so it's actually somewhat under what is typically being built. You tell people 500 square feet, they build to 500 square feet.
And is this, how is this, what's the relationship of this garage going to be, the footprint of the garage to the current footprint of the garage that you're going to take down?
It's going to be in the same spot.
A little closer to the north?
The footprint to the south will remain exactly the same. The footprint will change to the north and to the east. It'll encroach those two property lines.
And those are the variations?
Yes.
That you're requesting?
Yes. But it's not going to be any closer to Ashland, as I can tell.
No, it won't be.
Anything else you want to tell us?
No, can you think of anything? I think we're...
So this garage will accommodate both your cars without any problem?
Yes, it will.
Enable you to park the cars in the garage instead of on the...
On the slab.
On the slab.
We're replacing the slab, and we're increasing the size of the apron of the driveway to the width of the garage. It's a request from the village, so...
And that was at the request of the village to make those changes?
Yes.
And are there, Cliff, are there any other variations that we need to consider when we talk about this request?
Okay. As enumerated in the... As enumerated in the application... the front yard setback from the west property line, the frontage on Ashland, to comply with the front yard setback for the block of 20, it would be 25'3", and the requested variation is to allow a setback of only 14 feet. The rear yard setback, which is from the east property line, the required rear yard setback is 26'2", and this is measured to the most forward projection, in which case he is at 2'6" from the east property line, and that is measured to the fascia board of the roof overhang. He is at 3 feet to the from the property line to the wall of the building. For the side yard setback from the north property line, the required side yard setback to the wall is 14'9", or 14.9 feet, rather. He's requesting to build with a 3-foot setback from the north property line to the wall of the building. And again, he has a 6-inch roof overhang on that side, and the minimum side yard setback to a roof overhang is 3 feet, and so his it's a variation of to allow him to build at 2'6" from the north property line to the edge of the roof.
So based on your calculations, without a variation, there's no way that the garage can be built in this location because of the required setbacks. Is that correct?
No way for the garage to be built, no way for the house to be built.
We haven't got that for you.
Well, that's next.
All right. Anything else you want to say to us, Mr. Hostie?
No, just that if we were, the only other way we could do it would be to turn the garage to face south and put the driveway through our backyard. There would be a backyard.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
There's no one else in the audience. Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to address the board? There being no one, we will close the public portion of the hearing and discuss it among ourselves. Anybody got any comments?
I have a unique perspective. We used to live at 214 Ashland, so we were directly across the street. And it's a tough corner. Washington is very busy, and it's just better to have your cars off of the street. And this is really the only way to do it. And I think it just based on the plans, I think it would be a significant improvement to that immediate area. I'm sure the neighbors agree, as Mr. Hosty said.
I think, Mr. Burney and Tagger and I have been here a long time, and I don't remember another situation where it's based on the setbacks, and it's impossible to build a garage without the variation. So I certainly think this is a unique piece of property.
And an actual hardship.
Yes.
Yeah.
An actual hardship.
And an improvement over what's there.
Right.
From what I can see.
Yeah, I think this is exactly why you give a variance procedure for a situation like this.
Right. All right, any other discussion? Does somebody want to make a motion on this property?
I'll make a motion to grant the variations.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, so it's been moved and seconded that we recommend to the Village Board of Trustees that the variation request for the front yard, side yard, and rear yard setback for this property for the purpose of constructing the garage all be granted. Any discussion? You want to call the roll?
Mr. Smetana?
Yes.
Ms. O'Brien?
Yes, I think all the standards have been met.
Mr. Lucchese?
Yes.
Mr. Dombrowski?
Yes.
Mr. Burney?
Yes.
Chairman Martin?
Yes, I think we should make sure that we point out in the findings of fact the uniqueness of this property and the problems that are caused by the definition of the strict application of the zoning code to this property. All right, so the recommendation of the Zoning Board of Appeals to the Board of Trustees is 6-0 in favor of granting the variation. You can check with Mr. Raddatz or Mrs. Shiner to see when it's going to be before the board. You should probably appear at that meeting and be able to answer any questions that the board has. They will have the application and the minutes of this meeting and the findings of fact that we will adopt. But thank you for coming this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Appreciate it.
Most likely July 22nd, but we'll confirm that.
If we're out of town, would somebody else be able to come?
Yes, or we can push it to an August meeting. It just depends how quickly you want to get moving with your project.
Okay.
We're here on the 22nd.
Oh, 22nd.
You can hire an expensive attorney. They'll be glad to come for you.
Yeah.
We'll follow up with you. We'll talk.
The 22nd is fine.
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
Thank you very much.
All right. Nothing else on the agenda this evening. Anybody have any questions? We have a motion to dismiss.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Bang. Dismissed.